you want an edge in life, you want to be healthy and feel good, you want to be inspired, and that's what we do on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. This is episode number 49. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth. Two times a week, I bring you trendsetting doctors, fitness professionals, life coaches, and other inspiring guests to help you create the life you want to live. Thank you for pushing that play button. You know I appreciate it. We're going to get you to the one thing right away. Quick advice to make your life better in the opening minute. So excited to have Mark Saunders on with us today. Mark is a writer, editor, publisher, public speaker, and 11-year prostate cancer survivor. As an active surveillance patient, instead of receiving traditional treatments like surgery or radiation, Mark dramatically overhauled his lifestyle and the cancer became undetectable and hasn't returned since. How cool is that? As a prostate cancer survivor, Mark has dedicated his life to sharing what he has learned about health and wellness, a journey he calls Inside Out, Roundabout, and Back Again. Mark, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show right at the top with the one thing. Are you ready?
Yeah, Bill, I'm ready, and it's a pleasure to be with you too.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I think the most important thing that anybody can do is to adopt a healthy diet, because it's the one thing we have control over, what we put in our mouths. So if you're not in prison or you're not on some kind of forced food program, you have control over what you eat. And I think eating what I would call a plant-based diet that avoids sugars and simple carbs, has a moderate amount of good protein, healthy protein, is probably the number one thing that I think impacts most people's health. That had a dramatic effect on me when I changed my diet that way.
All right, Mark, before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life. Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I like to think of myself as saving the world one book at a time, or maybe one radio show at a time, Bill. So basically what I spend my time doing is writing and editing and then hanging out with my girlfriend and my dog, taking long hikes and bike rides and trying to enjoy life as much as I can.
As we all should, that's for sure. And I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So, Mark, half of men over 50 have prostate problems significant enough to require a doctor's office visit. So what are the symptoms of prostate problems?
And usually it shows up as some kind of urination problem. You either have urinary frequency where you have to pee all the time, or urgency where you've got to pee right this second. Or when you get to the toilet, you can't. You know, it just doesn't happen. And that's usually some sort of either an infection like prostatitis or an enlarged prostate, and doctors use the initials BPH to describe that. And that's, you know, those are the kind of problems that are uncomfortable. You know, if you got to go up and run to the bathroom all the time, it certainly interrupts your life.
So if one of those things is happening on a very regular basis, that is the time to see a doctor then?
Well, sure. My goal in life is to be an advocate or a vehicle for good health information. And I would say, even at the beginning of like, something's changing, I'm going to the bathroom more often, I'm getting up in the middle of the night, things like that, that's the time to go, okay, so what do I need to do to retool my health so this doesn't happen? And most of us, and I certainly was in this camp 11 years ago, I had no idea. And now that I've been through this whole thing and written two books about it, it's like, okay, now I know what to tell people. And a lot of it is diet-based. And I call, you know, drinking beverages diet as well. Sometimes you have to cut things out. Sometimes you have to change things. And lo and behold, your body is very malleable and adaptable and capable of healing. And it will if you feed it and bathe it in the right beverages.
Yep, your body will certainly react to that. So in your case then, you said 11 years ago you didn't realize any of this, so you were having some of these symptoms you described, is that right? So tell us your story. Went to the doctor, and then what?
Right. I had a PSA test, came back, it was 5.1, and that was just high, but not astronomically high. I had a prostate biopsy, and they found a very, very small part, less than 5% of they do biopsies in needles, and one needle had less than 5% prostate cancer, which to the average listener doesn't mean a thing. It's just teeny weeny little bit of cancer. And immediately the doctor said, well, let's, you have to cut your prostate out and surgery. And the complications of surgery in my mind at that time, I was 47 years old, outweighed the benefits, because there was a fair chance I was going to end up being impotent and or being in essentially diapers. And at 47, that was not an attractive alternative, as you can imagine. And so I went out looking for doctors on the leading edge of prostate medicine and cancer medicine and medicine in general. And I found them, and they set me straight on what I ought to be doing. And they gave me a program that I've adapted and we've put into our books, which is essentially, you know, it's a 7 or 8 point plan, depends on whether you call supplements food or not. And it would apply to anybody with any health condition. I like to use the quote from Dr. Jesse Strauss that says, "And a healthy prostate can exist in an unhealthy body." And you could change prostate for heart, lung, kidney, liver, brain. It's all the same thing.
So what did the doctor prescribe for you? Again, I just want to be clear. The doctor said, here's what we want you to do. What did they say to you? What did they want you to do?
First thing they did was they took me off of eating anything that had simple carbohydrates in them. Sugars, pastas, bread, stuff like that. Anything that your body metabolizes like sugar. Next thing was they put me on a bunch of naturopathic, anti-inflammatory medications. And I say medications, they're all over the counter. You can buy them anywhere. Well, not anywhere, but you can certainly get them online. I don't know if you want me to give the names of those now or not.
Sure.
Happy. Sure. Okay, so Prostacade, which is a product from Echonugenics.com, and Zyflamend, which is something from New Chapter. And did a lot of stuff with balancing, you know, getting the right hormone balance in my body by getting, you know, the right enzymes and precursors to hormones and things like that. There weren't really any proprietary products. I started doing Chinese medicine and started taking their herbal medications and did a lot of yoga and stress release kind of things, learned to meditate, things like that. Had a dramatic change on things. I also got pushed in the right direction of, I had a bunch of trauma from being a kid and grew up in a rough family. And I learned to go, well, I went to go see a therapist who did what they call EMDR. And it's a eye movement desensitization movement. And it just took away all the trauma that I had, you know, on the emotional side of my life. And within 2 months, I was walking without the baggage that I had for the prior 35 years. So, like I said, you know, it's inside out, roundabout, and back again. It's a full 360 makeover. We've all got stuff. We all need to change a little bit to be healthier. And I just sort of jumped in the deep end of the pool, essentially.
Well, Mark, that's what I found intriguing about your story is that, you know, after you found out, instead of receiving traditional treatments like surgery or radiation, you overhauled your lifestyle. So what was your lifestyle like before this? Was obviously you weren't doing these things. Tell us about that. So tell us about the change before
well,
and after.
You know, here's the funny part. I thought I was living a really healthy life. I thought I was doing all the right things. And I think that happens to most people. And an old Taekwondo teacher of mine, Jonas Polity, told me once that ignorance is its own punishment. And this was definitely the case.
Right.
Because, you know, I remember telling someone, well, you know, if drinking a quart of milk a day is bad for you, then my body would certainly tell me so. And then 3 months later, I got diagnosed with prostate cancer. So it's like, be careful what
right.
you ask for, I guess. So I was, you know, I was a community college professor. I was happy, pretty healthy, I thought. And then things just, you know, all of a sudden I started having weird problems, the ones we talked about earlier. And next thing I know, someone's telling me, well, you're going to have surgery. And I would have done the surgery had it not been that the potential they're not really side effects, they're complications. The potential complications were so dire. And I might have just said, okay, sure. But, you know, I didn't have a massive amount of cancer. I didn't have the sort of the four-alarm fire kind of cancer. And it was like, okay, I want to explore other options before I go down that road.
How did you find that doctor? How did you find assistance? How did you find your way to this plant-based diet?
Well, my girlfriend at the time was given a book by somebody at Whole Foods and said, this guy just gave a talk here last night. You should give it to your boyfriend. And his name was Aaron Katz, and he's a doctor in New York. And I said, I read the book, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to go see this guy as soon as I possibly can. So I did. And one meeting with him and his associate, Giovanni Espinosa, and next thing you know, I'm on the path, and 3 months later, my PSL fell by half, and 3 months after that, I have another prostate biopsy, and at this point, they're looking right at the spot where they found the cancer before, and they can't find it.
It's gone.
You know, and they say, oh, the tissue's healthy, gone, you know, and then I had another biopsy after that, and the same thing. Oh, your prostate's really healthy. You know,
that is amazing. You know, and what this says to me is lifestyle change can cure a lot of illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know? What they found too, and this was a study that was done, and I believe it was in the Journal of American Medical Association, but I saw it published in the New York Times, where the 10-year outcomes for people who have surgery and people who go into an active surveillance protocol, the success rates are the same. 10 years out. And so, you know, that speaks volumes to the effectiveness of it.
That's amazing. So let's dig into this one more time, just so our listeners, anybody listening now that may be facing this, or I have a lot of women that listen to this podcast, or they may be concerned about their husbands or their boyfriends. Mm-hmm. So let's just dig into this a little bit. So no bread. So first thing, no bread at all. You cut that out.
Cut that out. Cereals. Okay. I mean, I have to admit, I was quite the granola junkie. I was making my own granola. I was making my own cereals. I kind of got into it, you know, so, and I love bread, and I love, you know, and it's all its various formats, you know, and it's like, it's tough to stay away from that. And it's hard. And I won't say I do it 100% perfectly. I'm known to eat a taco or two every now and again. But you know, for the most part, I'm 90% of the time, 90%+ of the time, I just, thank you, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like pie or dessert or things like that, I love that stuff. I've also learned, it doesn't love me. So
right.
I kind of have to go the other way.
Okay, and then, so no bread, then you were on anti-inflammatory meds, which you told us about.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
You gave us two of those. Did you try one and the one didn't work and you tried the other one?
No, I tried Zyphelmin first, which is the New Chapter product, and it worked great. And this is what I, you know, was doing when my PSA fell dramatically. I came across Prostacade a little bit later because the people that make it did a white paper study on its ability to kill cancer in essentially in petri dishes. And so I thought, okay, I'll try that. And I can't really say that one works better than the other. I just like the fact that they'd done the white paper on it, so I chose that route.
Okay. And you did this under the supervision of a doctor, is that right?
Correct. Two.
Okay. So, okay, very good. Then hormone balance with the, which the doctor helped you with as well?
Right. And it wasn't like I was taking hormones or anything like that. I was trying, essentially, again, it goes back to a diet thing. You know, I was basically eating not really a vegetarian diet, but sort of a flexitarian kind of diet. And I was eating a lot of soy. And soy has, you know, it's rich in phytoestrogens. So they said, stop that. And things like beer, you know, hops is the number two phytoestrogenic, to use big grain in the world. So it, you know, it mimics estrogen. And so when you take things out of your diet that enhance estrogen and you supplant those or replace those with things that, you know, raise your testosterone level, there's a testosterone to estrogen ratio that, you know, there's a healthy ratio for men and for women. It's different for both. And so that's what it did. You know, it wasn't like I was taking hormones. It was more like I was avoiding foods that created estrogenic problems, you know, I quit drinking out of plastic bottles. Those plastic bottles are full of estrogenic plastics.
And then you said Chinese medicine. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, a friend of mine recommended a gentleman from China who's my acupuncturist, and he not only did he give me needle treatments every other week, but he put me on these herbs that, you know, essentially looks like you went into the backyard and did some clipping and trimming and put it in a plastic bag, and I'd boil the stuff, and I still do. I take them to this day, and it's not the greatest tasting stuff in the world. You'd much rather have a cup of coffee, but I can't argue with the effects.
Right, and then you said also yoga and meditation.
Yeah, it's like if you learn to calm your mind down, I mean, instead of being in a frantic space, I think that, you know, the neurotransmitters and all of the other machinery inside your body shifts over from that sympathetic nervous system, that stress mode, to the parasympathetic nervous system, which is quiet. And the more I can do that, the better off I am. I think it's true for everybody.
So did you go to a naturopathic doctor? Is that who helped you with this?
Yeah, Dr. Giovanni Espinosa is a naturopath, and Dr. Aaron Katz is a urologist. And so between the two of them, that's where I got started. The co-author of my book, Dr. Amelia Rapol, is a urologist also, but she studied naturopathy. And, you know, so there's a lot of physicians out there who are waking up to the fact that not everything they learned in medical school 40 years ago is correct or applicable. And if I can get on a little bit of a soapbox, I'll say that I think that, you know, health in general, cancer is just one form of your health running away from you. But, you know, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, all these other conditions, the remedies are really the same. And that's the beautiful part. You know, it's like everyone's individual, and what works for me might not work for you perfectly. It's not like a, you know, you can't just use it as a boilerplate, but you may not have to shift it much either. So whether you have a different kind of cancer, like you're talking about women with breast cancer or men with other kinds of cancers, I think, you know, from a lifestyle perspective, that the solution to the problem is really addressing what goes in your mouth, how much exercise you get, what kind of exercise, whether you're stressed, and that's essentially it.
So true. Now, in your books, you have two of them out. You have Do You Have Prostate Cancer and Prostate Cancer. All the stuff that we've talked about here, people can find in your books, right?
Yeah, they're in both books. I mean, the first one you mentioned, Do You Have Prostate Cancer, is essentially a book for people who can't, you know, who are waking up in the middle of the night, having to go to the bathroom or having to go to the bathroom seven times a day. And what they need to do is rule it out. Now, maybe the title's a little bit shocking to some people. My God, can you say the C word? But the idea was, let's just rule that out and let's put your mind at ease. And if you do have cancer, well, then get the second book, Prostate Cancer, and then. But both books walk you through the process of trying to figure out what's going on and give you lots of what I would call holistic naturopathic solutions that work. I'm living proof.
And a lot of it is your story, and you really dig into that more in the book, too, what we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing that I didn't mention is that one of the things I did on my diet was I went and researched a lot of different things, and I know I'm plugging things left and right here, but there's a book called Foods to Fight Cancer, and I got that book, and it was like, there were 10 chapters of just foods that literally fight cancer, and I just made those things the staples of my diet. So not only did I take out, you know, the things that, the sugary stuff and the stuff that causes your insulin to spike, which makes everything go haywire, but I replaced those with cruciferous vegetables, with turmeric, you know, in everything. And my girlfriend and I use turmeric and pepper like most people use salt. It's just all over everything. But, you know, you have to educate yourself, I think, is really what it boils down to. I think I stopped educating myself and stopped trying to find out what's the next step before I got cancer and said, oh, this is fine. This is great. Everybody does this. And I think, you know, our culture has to do a bit of a sea change in how we look at health and the way we look at our bodies and, you know, what's best for everybody.
So true. And we're going to put a link to both of Mark's books and that other book on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Oh, you bet. Coming up, we get the high five from Mark. But first, if I could ask a favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more joy in their life. After the interview with Mark, if you could, hop on over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. And that's what this podcast is all about. The high five with Mark is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Mark Saunders. Mark, are you ready?
I am, Bill. Thanks.
All right. Sure. Question number one, having had cancer and beating it, how has that changed your outlook on life?
It's given me the understanding for having gone through it that anything is possible. I'm not going to live forever and nobody will. And there are certain things I won't do, but if you put your mind to things and if you say, okay, I'm opening myself up to the resources that are available to me, it's just amazing what you can do in life. And that's that's cancer, and that's just about everything else, too.
Yeah, so true. All right, question number two. Since your lifestyle changed, what other health benefits have you seen?
I have a lot more energy. I have a lot more vitality. I'm happier. I think, you know, this may sound really cliche, but if you survive cancer, it can be a gift because it's the cosmic 2x4 upside the head that wakes you up and says, I need to change my life. And you come through with an awareness of gratitude for just all the little things that happen every day. And I can get really angry and then in a heartbeat turn around and go, oh, wow, it's a beautiful world.
Yeah.
Just kind of like,
right.
Okay, think, you know, and it's just that awareness that shift out of, like, you know, the half empty glass to the half full glass.
And that's perspective is so nice to have. That's for sure. All right. Question number three, you've got an inspiring story. Tell me about someone or something that inspires you today.
The guy that wrote the book Anti-Cancer, David Servan-Shriver, was a psychiatrist and a psychologist and a million other things. And he got diagnosed on a complete fluke of having a brain tumor. A glioblastoma brain tumor, and they gave him, it happened twice, and they gave him 90 days to live the second time, and he devoted his life to doing the same things that I've been talking about here, and he lived for another 20 years, and he was able to write the book, Anti-Cancer, and set up all these programs for people so they could explore the ways in which they can enrich their own lives should they choose to. And so it's things like that inspire me. It's simple stories like that. And I don't know, I'll leave it there.
Question number four. Do you have a favorite book? I know you've cited a couple already, but do you have another book you can share with us?
Okay. I would say that other than the ones I've talked about already, I would say Tripping Over the Truth is a great book about cancer. If anyone's interested in, you know, learning more about sort of the nuts and bolts of that. I'm a huge fan of Atul Gawande's books, especially Being Mortal. I think it's an awesome book. It's one of those ones that, you know, where you get to look at life from a different perspective. So.
Okay, very good. And we'll put a link to that book as well on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Final question, number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is...
Don't wait to let the people around you know that you love them. You know, let the, this is Wayne Dyer that was real famous for saying, don't die with your music still inside you. And I think what cancer taught me was just to let the joy in me out and make that a sort of a regular practice. Make every moment count, because you're not going to get that moment again. And life is just a series of connected moments.
That is so true. And thank you for sharing that with us. It just makes total sense. And Mark, how can we connect with you?
Lots of different ways. We've got a website that's healthoutsidethebox.com or health-otb.com. You can, I'm on Facebook, just Mark Saunders.
That sounds good. And again, you'll find all the links at radiomd.com. Well, Mark, thank you again for your time today. And as I wrap up the show, I end with this quote, as I always do. Remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Mark, thank you so much for your time today and your inspiring story.
Bill, it's been a real pleasure. I hope we do it again.
Hope you enjoyed that interview with Mark Saunders, and thank you for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. And again, if I can ask a favor, take 30 seconds, rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That way you'll help us reach a wider audience, gives us a chance to help more people. If you could quick do that, I would really appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by radiomd.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at radiomd.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.